jasný, dobrý, starý, srbsko-hrvatský, koji postoji samo za slovenački pokine. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Bulgarijo, na to pa Ukrajino. Naslov današnjega Balkan Ekspresa govori o nafti, ki iz Rusije prek Črnega morja s tankerji pluje v Bolgarijo. Naftne derivate, v glavnem dizel, ki nastanejo iz ruske nafte, nato prek Romunije izvažajo v Ukrajino. Ne gre za rusko vojsko, ampak za potrebe ukrajinske vojske, infrastrukture in prebivalstva. Lani, ko je Rusija konec februarja začela invazijo, je vrednost naftnih derivatov izvoženih iz Bolgarije v Ukrajino v primerjavi z letom 2021 narasla za 1000-krat. Ali Rusija potem takem prek Bolgarije svoji sovražnici dobavlja surovino, ki je za delovanje moderne države nujno potrebna že v mirnih, kamoli v vojnih časih. Seveda ni tako enostavno. Osrednjo vlogo v zgodbi, v kateri je Bolgarija preteklo leto bila na robu kršenja sankcij Evropske unije proti Rusiji, če ne že čez rob, igra rusko podjetje Lukoil. Bolgarija je o prepovedi uvoza ruske nafte po morju, za kar se je Svet Evropske unije odločil lanskega junija, pri Evropski komisiji namreč zase oziroma za Lukoil izpogajala izjemno. Tako je lahko rusko nafto uvažala, a te nafte oziroma naftnih derivatov, ki so nastali iz nje, ne bi smela izvažati. Ne v ostale države članice unije, ne v katerokoli tretjo državo. V sedmem odstavku besedila uredbe Evropskega sveta o sankcijah proti Rusiji z 3. junija 2022 jasno piše, da dobrin, ki jih je država uvozila, ker je bila deležna izjeme od upoštevanja sankcij, ne sme prodati kupcem v drugih državah članicah ali v tretjih državah. Da tega Bolgarija ni počela, je ob dejstvu, da se je vrednost izvoza naftnih derivatov Ukrajino lani v primerjavi s predlanskim letom povečala za 1000-krat, težko verjeti. Govorili smo z Nikolajem Marčenkom, namestnikom odgovornega urednika bolgarskega preiskovalnega portala Bivol.
Bulgarian National Statistic Agency statistics shown that in 2021 Bulgaria exported fuels to Ukraine for 700,000 euros. But in 6 months of the war, during war in Ukraine, from February to August 2022, Bulgaria exported to Ukraine fuels for 350 million euros. This is official data. After that, our colleagues started to analyze the situation, and we have information from our sources that we know that every night in Burgas there are Ukrainian trucks and Bulgarian trucks for oil, for fuels, and they fuel it on some oil bases. We know that they, all the people there know that there are Lukoil fuels and go to Romania, and going through Romania and Moldova, they supply to Ukrainian gas stations, Ukrainian companies. Kirill Petkov, former prime minister, says that for some times Bulgarian fuels were about 30 or 40% on Ukrainian market during this war. And part of them, about 30%, maybe are used also by Ukrainian army for their technique like tanks, trucks and another.
Ukrajina naftne derivate potrebuje, ker ima težave z delovanjem svojih rafinerij. Konec lanskega junija je Jurij Vitrenko, nekdani direktor ukrajinskega državnega energetskega podjetja Naftogaz, dejal, da ne deluje nobena od ukrajinskih rafinerij. Zato je sicer okrivil Rusijo, ki je izvajala napade na nje. Je pa bila Ukrajina že pred vojno na področju nafte močno uvozno odvisna. In to predvsem od Belorusije ter Rusije. Ta uvoz naftnih derivatov je od začetka vojne morala nadomestiti. Po podatkih, ki jih je od bolgarskega nacionalnega statističnega urada prejel portal Euroaktiv, je tako do konca lanskega novembra bolgarski izvoz naftnih derivatov v Ukrajino dosegel vrednost 700 milijonov evrov. V celotnem letu 2021 je Bolgarija v Ukrajino izvozila za 3/4 milijona evrov goriv. Skoraj da vso nafto, ki je predelana v Bolgariji, v pristaniškem mestu Burgas, v svoji rafineriji obdela Lukoil. Rafinerijo v Burgasu je Lukoil od bolgarske države kupil leta 1999. Podjetje nafto črpa na zahodno-sibirskih poljih, po naftovodih pa jo prek ruskih črnomorskih pristanišč z ladjami pretvori do rafinerije v Burgasu na zahodni obali Črnega morja. Lukoil spada med največja ruska podjetja, a je za razliko od velikanov, kot sta Gazprom in Rosneft, v zasebni lasti. Nastalo je leta 1991 kot državno podjetje združitvijo treh naftnih podjetij, ki so nafto črpale v zahodni Sibiriji in dveh rafinerij. Podjetje je v 90-ih letih Vagit Alekspirov, ki je še danes direktor, sprivatiziral. Ustvaril je lastno naftno korporacijo, ki je vertikalno integrirana, kar pomeni, da kontrolira celoten proces od črpanja nafte prek njene predelave in ne nazadnje prodaje ter distribucije naftnih derivatov. Lukoilova bolgarska podružnica je največje podjetje v Bolgariji. Je podjetje, ki največ prispeva k bolgarskemu bruto domačemu proizvodu, a v Bolgariji vsaj do lanskega leta ni plačevalo davkov. V računovodskih knjigah je namreč prikazovalo izgubo. Svoje operacije v Evropi je Lukoil vodil iz Nizozemske in Švice. Preden je Kiril Petkov konec leta 2021 postal premier, je skupaj s svojim kasnejšim finančnim ministrom Asenom Vasiljevom obljubljal preiskavo Lukoila z namenom, da bi ta začel plačevati davke. Ako sta prišla na oblast, sta storila ravno obratno.
Kirill Petkov and Asen Vasiljev, in front of investigating Lukoil for all the financial frauds, we think that they made with them pact that we will help you with exporting your fuels to another countries. Because of the war, there is a deficit of fuels and especially of diesel, not only in Ukraine, but in another regional countries. They need more diesel in Romania, in Moldova, not only in Ukraine. And as we know, Bulgarian oligarchs, several Bulgarian oligarchs, they have their own companies with gas stations. They, all of them, buy from Lukoil. One of them also is importing from Russia. They purchase part of oil they need, because they have small refinery, but it's not big like Lukoil's one. It's very small. They import from Russia also. There is they are one of a few big companies that buy from Lukoil and re-export it to Ukraine. But we work on it with Ukrainian colleagues, and we know that in Ukraine, when they received first entities, and in the documents it was written that it is made by Lukoil, they didn't let the customs, didn't let the trucks into the country, because Ukrainian law, when this war started, Ukrainian law says no any oil products or oil from Russia, no any gas, so no any products. They have embargo on all the Russian products, and now de facto Bulgarian and Ukrainian governments know, we think they know, that there are Russian fuels that they use in Ukraine.
Bolgarska distributerska podjetja torej naftne derivate kupijo od Lukoila in jih prek Romunije izvozijo v Ukrajino. Ukrajina njihovo gorivo sprejme, ker so bolgarska podjetja poslovni subjekti registrirani v Evropski uniji. Na papirju torej ne gre za rusko nafto Lukoila. Da ukrajinski politiki zamižijo na eno oko in kljub lanskim lastnim zakonom preko Vinka še naprej uvažajo ruska goriva, je sredi vojnega stanja pravzaprav logično. Manj jasno pa je, zakaj to tolerira Evropska unija. Marčenko opisuje, da so za izjemo od prepovedi pomorskega uvoza ruske nafte Bolgari pri Evropski komisiji lobirali na podlagi laži Lukoila.
In socialist era, this refinery was built, a refinery Neftohim Burgas was built by Bulgarian socialist government to refine oil from countries like Libya and Iraq and Syria also. Today, Lukoil lies to Bulgarian government that their installation doesn't allow to use another oil, just Russian. And when experts say that's not true, this refinery was built before years and years for Lukoil to privatize it in 1999, it was used for Middle East oil. And the Russians say, okay, yes, we partially import from Iraq. So Lukoil partially was imported from Iraq and mixed Iraq oil with Russian Urals. But the oil from Middle East is better than Russian Urals. Bulgarian government has a pact with Lukoil that they will pay their taxes in Bulgaria, and they moved part of their offices in Switzerland and Netherlands to Bulgaria, and now they will start to pay taxes. But they owe to Bulgaria, we think that tens of billions of euros taxes not paid for more than 20 years. All these years, with help of Bulgarian corrupted politicians, all the governments.
V novem paketu evropskih sankcij proti Rusiji sprejetim 16. decembra je Evropska unija Bolgariji in Lukoilu šla še dodatno na roko in pravzaprav legalizirala, kar je Lukoil dotedaj počel mimo sankcij. V spremenjeno uredbo Evropskega sveta so tako dodali novo izjemo. Bolgarija, ki je še naprej upravičena do uvoza ruske nafte, kljub siceršnji prepovedi, torej v splošnem, ne sme prodajati naftnih derivatov pridobljenih iz te nafte v tujino. Po novem pa jo lahko proda Ukrajini, in sicer, kakor piše v uredbi, v duhu solidarnosti z Ukrajino. Do te izjeme sta upravičena tudi Slovaška in Madžarska. Poleg tega je Bolgarija upravičena do izvoza goriv pridobljenih v rafineriji Lukoila v katerokoli državo po še eni novi izjemi. V primeru, da naftnega derivata ni mogoče skladiščiti v Bolgariji zaradi okoljskih ali varnostnih tveganj. Prevedeno iz evropske letovščine, če Lukoil v Bolgariji proizvede toliko goriva, da ga nima kam skladiščiti, ga lahko izvozi. Res je sicer, da je izvoz po tej izjemi za Bolgarijo omejen s kvotami. Kako je prišlo do dveh novih izjem, Marčenko?
Lukoil said, okay, we will do it in this the same way, but you should say to European Commission, they said it officially in front of President Roman Radev and in front of former Prime Minister and nowadays Prime Minister Gilip Donev, that if you want, we should work. We can't work. We will close refinery if
you don't ask European Commission for exemption to re-export part of our fuels, like fuels for aircraft, diesel and another, to third countries. And this is why Bulgarian governments, two last Bulgarian governments, were insisting in front of European Commission that Lukoil said that they will close the refinery if we don't allow them to re-export as they did it before. Kirill Petkov was trying to show like he organized help to Ukraine with these supplies. But Ukrainian politicians don't want to say officially that they know that all the fuels are produced by Lukoil. Ukrainian authorities say, oh, by the documents, we buy it from another companies, like Bulgarian Petrol and another.
Lukoil ima v Bolgariji svojo varnostno službo, ki po besedah Marčenka deluje kot vojska. Do rafinerije v Burgasu ne spusti niti državnih organov in praktično izvaja nadzor nad delom evropske zunanje meje. To je mimo grede po mnenju Marčenka tudi eden glavnih razlogov, da Evropska unija Bolgarije ne spusti v šengensko območje. Skoraj tako kot podružnica Lukoila si roke v Bolgariji mane vojaška industrija, še bolj od nje pa politiki, ki vojaški izvoz nadzirajo. Od začetka vojne v Ukrajini je Bolgarija edina država Evropske unije, poleg Madžarske, ki v Ukrajino ni poslala niti simbolične vojaške pomoči. Konec decembra je parlamentarna večina sicer glasovala za uradno vojaško pomoč Ukrajini, a zdaj o tem na pobude ene parlamentarnih strank presoja ustavno sodišče. Na glasovanju v parlamentu se s pomočjo Ukrajini nista strinjali dve stranki. Tako veliko strinjanja je v času, ko Bolgarijo čakajo pete volitve v zadnjih dveh letih, saj po oktobrskih predčasnih volitvah nobena stranka ni mogla sestaviti koalicijske večine, sila redko. Svi stoje na kamenu sreče. Ena od strank, ki sta na decembrskem glasovanju nasprotovali vojaški pomoči Ukrajini, je socialistična stranka, ki jo vodi Kornilija Ninova. V mandatu prejšnje vlade Kirila Petkova, ki je oblast izgubila avgusta, je Ninova bila gospodarska ministrica. Kot ministrica je predsedovala državni komisiji, ki mora odobriti izvoz orožja iz Bolgarije v tujino. Kljub temu, da Bolgarija Ukrajino uradno do danes ni poslala nobenega orožja, jo je oboroževala prek posrednikov. Prvi so primer izvoza orožja Ukrajino strani bolgarskega podjetja razkrili pri preiskovalnem portalu Bivol. Kot opisuje Marčenko, ki je sodeloval pri preiskavi, je šlo za zasebno orožarsko podjetje All Guns. Ukrajino so prek Romunije dobavili zastarelo municijo za raketomete iz Belorusije v vrednosti 200 milijonov evrov.
This company, All Guns, LTD is Bulgarian entrepreneurs company that bought these missiles from Belarus in 2015. They were trying to sell this missile to Azerbaijan in 2020 when Azerbaijan was in war with Armenia. And they just proposed to export it to a Romanian company, state-owned company RomArm, that is controlled by Ministry of Economy. And we have official information from Minister of Economy of Romania that he controls the state-owned company RomArm, the biggest state-owned weapon company in Romania, that there is a contract between RomArm and All Guns. But they refuse to say us details because of company secrets. That means that our sources were right, that there is a deal. And the idea was Bulgarians sent this missiles to Romania, and Romania transfers this to their friends from Ukraine. But Ukrainian colleagues, we have a video of Ukrainians that open these boxes with these missiles, and they see that they are in a horrible state, not usable. Then Ukrainians said, sorry, but we have information that this deal was paid by British company. That means that maybe British government or some of NATO government asked this company to pay for this deal. And Ukrainians say, sorry, but we expected normal missiles and returned it to Romanians. And Romanians said, sorry, Bulgarian friends, but that's not okay. These missiles are not okay. And they returned it to Bulgaria.
Neuporabna municija je torej pristala nazaj v Bolgariji. Dosledi, po kateri so primer začeli preiskovati, so na Bivolu prišli po odločitvi vlade, ki je državnemu podjetju VMZ Sopot naročila, naj zastarelo municijo popravi oziroma prebarva, da bi bila videti kot nova. Ker se državno rožarsko podjetje s tem ni želelo ukvarjati, pa je vlada zamenjala vodstvo podjetja. Odpuščena menedžerja vladi Kirila Petkova in njima nadrejeni ministrici Korneliji Ninovi nista ostala dolžna in sta ministrico tožila.
And Bulgarian government, we have information that that were two people, key people, chiefs of the cabinet of staff of the prime minister Kirill Petkov and chief of the staff of minister of economy Korneliija Ninova, they said to the state-owned company, one of state-owned companies, to receive these missiles and to fix it, to clean it, to make them show like it's usable. And one of these top managers or two of them, they said they refused because they said, okay, but we have already purchases for Ukraine for a year ahead. And we don't have time. We have no resources to do this. And also, it's not our deal. We don't need to help to a private company to fix their deal with Romanians and Ukrainians. That's their problem. And they were fired, these top managers, and started to lawsuits against the minister because they are fired because they have conflict with the minister. And officially, the minister says, oh, they are corrupted top managers. They use some companies for their own deals. They work with, they have conflict of interest. They make deals with their friends, with offshore companies. But what do they say? These top managers, that in reality, politicians like Korneliija Ninova do deals with some suspicious entrepreneurs, businessmen and oligarchs that have offshore companies like companies in Dubai, and they receive bribes and commissions for all these deals they are signing as politicians. The prosecutor office is investigating, and all of this bureaucracy now. What happened? Nothing happened. These missiles should be somewhere in Bulgaria, but we don't know exactly where.
Po informacijah Bivola si je ministrica Ninova skupaj z drugimi politiki pri 200-milijonskem poslu razdelila od 5 do 15 odstotno provizijo, torej od 10 do 30 milijonov evrov. Marčenko podrobneje pojasni vlogo Kornilije Ninove v spodleteli orožarski zgodbi.
Bulgarian minister of economy is in the same way a chair of commission that signs all the deals for export of weapons. But we think that Korneliija Ninova, leader of Bulgarian Socialist Party, and in that time vice prime minister and minister of economy in the government of Kirill Petkov, she was saying, like a leader of pro-Russian party, that no single bullet goes to Ukraine from Bulgaria. And she is insisting to say it today also. she says that all the companies show their certificate for ultimate buyer, and they show Poland, Romania, US, Czech, Slovakia, you know. She says that's not our business if these countries give their munitions they bought from us to Ukraine. That's not our business. Okay, we are for to help Ukraine, but we are not for politicians like Kornelia Ninova that was that she fired some of top managers of state-owned weapon companies, and these top managers said during the investigation that goes by prosecutor's office, by Bulgarian secret service DANS, and by Bulgarian anti-mafia police department, that there are deals in which politicians like Kornelia Ninova and other politicians were received bribes or commissions through another companies owned by Bulgarian businessmen or arm lords, for example, in Dubai. For example, we have information from our sources that for this deal, for $200 million of re-exporting of Belarusian missiles to Ukraine, to Romania and Ukraine, they had to receive between 5 and 15%.
Kot trdi Marčenko, gre pri poskusu prodaje zastarele municije samo za enega od mnogih primerov prodaje orožja iz Bolgarije v Ukrajino prek tujih posrednikov. Orožje, ki ga proizvajajo v Bolgariji, je za ukrajinsko vojsko priročno zato, ker je Bolgarija edina članica zveze NATO, v kateri še zmeraj proizvajajo orožje sovjetskega tipa. Na tako orožje pa je ukrajinska vojska že navajena.
Bulgarija the only one country in NATO that is still producing Soviet-era weapons, bullets, missiles, and etc. And Ukrainians have experience just with Russian and Soviet-era, mostly with Russian and Soviet-era weapons. This is why countries like US, UK, Poland, Hungary, Romania, and their state-owned or private companies started to purchase in Bulgaria. And we have information for two and a half billions of euros, maybe three billions of euro weapons are already produced and exported through third countries to Ukraine, mostly through Poland and Romania, Poland, Hungary, Czech and Slovakia.
Na prvi pogled je zavezništvo med ruskim Lukoilom in Bolgarijo ter Ukrajino morda presenetljivo. Vendar je razumljivo z tega vidika, da je Lukoil zasebno podjetje z veliko mrežo podružnic izven Rusije. Lukoil je bil tudi med podjetji, ki so kmalo po začetku ruske invazije pozvala k njenemu koncu. Razlog za nasprotovanje invaziji je jasen. Sankcije škodujejo njihovemu biznisu, vojna škoduje njihovemu ugledu. Manj razumljiv pa je razlog za to, da je Evropska unija Bolgariji dovolila nove in nove izjeme za obhajanje lastnih sankcij. Bolgarski izvoz je namreč pozornost Evropske unije zbudil. V začetku novembra je Evropska komisija tako Bolgarijo posvarila, naj ne izkorišča izjeme pri pomorskem uvozu ruske nafte za izvoz goriva v tujino. Kaj, ko je na to sledil nov svežen sankcij, v katerem je Bolgarija dober mesec po opozorilu že dobila pravico do izvoza v Ukrajino. Kot kaže, je to izvajanje solidarnosti z Ukrajino dober tudi sovražnik. Kako že gre tista, sovražnik sovražnika je prijatelj. Naftne in orožarske posle na vzhodnem Balkanu je ekspresno preletel Martin.
Onaj specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, Vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstveno jedinstvo je končano. Čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija,